I had a nice talk with Rusk. I didn't get any more information than I had when I started talking to him. I told him that I had talked to David Bruce, that I thought Bruce would be a very good man in the place, but I hadn't talked to him about it because I thought the earlier suggestion was a better one, that he was up in years and I didn't want to ask him to do it, either he or Bunker, if this were workable. That I had not been able to get any assent from you, that you just took the position that you were pretty well established and that you'd be glad to help the country and serve it, but you felt that you could probably serve it as well or better in the capacity you were working in now, and that I rather doubted that you would be available unless could get the different reaction than one I got. Would he care to talk to you? And he said he would. I told him I would tell you to give him a ring, and so the two of them get together and at my request. Right. So much for that. We agreed that we ought to try to pursue all these peace feelers we're getting religiously and give Abril a bunch of good young staff officers. Let him chase each one of them out. We agreed to go send Goldberg on some more peace feelers, so when he comes back, he can spend all the time he needs with the Dove, saying he's been to Geneva and to Poland and to Paris. And we won't get anywhere, but he'll have a front. And we agreed to, the Shah is trying to blackmail us. If we don't give him stuff, he's going to buy it from Russia, so we decided to let him do it. We decided we ought to try to get Key to make some indications of contact with the Viet Cong or Hanoi some way to see if, now that we're winning militarily, can we afford to explore some peace opportunities.
Is there any chance that Key would agree to that?
They think maybe some. He's announced he doesn't want to run.
I thought that was an excellent statement that he made, that he didn't want to run. I thought that helped clear the air a lot.
Yeah. He made two unfortunate ones before, though, and he adds them up about 50-50.
Yeah, that's right.
The Kennedys have charge of the Senate. We had Dirksen and Mansfield agreed to his dictatorship to vest this power in the president. But apparently they got a hold of the labor boys, the labor movement, and labor's against any resolution. But it thinks if it can pass one, if it has to pass one, they pass one, leaving it up to me, then they can bring pressure on me not to exercise it. The Kennedys and Clark and Hale and done it. I got Dirksen and Mansfield to agree that they would pass the Morris one, which would make it mandatory back to work, and the Senate would A, make a finding, and B, would give the standards, and C, would take away the discretion, just make it mandatory the President act. That would be in lieu of the President making the finding, the President setting the time they had to work, and the President using his discretion. Because Nick said that was the most loosely drawn bill and the largest grant of authority without a finding and without standards, in his judgment, any second-rate labor lawyer could get a court to say that that was unconstitutional and went too far, and the grant of authority is too unlimited without any criteria, any standards, anything. But they have the votes, and Dirksen called in and capitulated. He met with his Republicans at lunch, and he says that they are willing for Congress to declare it for 30 days and me to take it from there on. I told him I'd... Huh?
That's some better.
Yes, it's better, but I have to make the finding 30 days from now. But they will have made it the first 30 days.
It's that first one that really counts, Mr. President, I'm sure. Also, I was so clear when I read the interrogation Bill, words have to be exactly what you said at the meeting. This is a mousetrap. The Kennedys, particular Bobby, berated him for not coming forward and saying, what is the president's position? They Kennedys wanted the president to step out first and take it on the chin, and then they'd always have the excuse, well, all we did was follow the president.
No, what they'd say, the president went wrong, and we got to stop him.
That's right, and we've got to stop him. That's
what they would have done.
But I think that although it was, Wirtz had to jump back and forth one hot spot to another, as far as I could tell from the paper, he had done it quite well and had stayed off of stating a presidential position. Of course, that made the Kennedys mad, which suited me right down to a T, because they're going to have to go ahead on their own now, because you have not asked the Congress for this bill.
All right, now what if they give me this bill and make me make the finding without any standards, without any finding, without just make it my discretion? What do we do?
Well, it's a little difficult to answer until we see the bill.
Should we try to get them to make the first 30-day
all
finding?
By all means, if they're going to pass a bill, it's the first step, the first decision that forces these men back to work, that bears the brunt of labor opposition and hostility. These men are out on strike now.
Would you try to change the date, 30 or 60 days? What about 60?
60 is better than 30. But it's the first step, the first move that breaks the strike and forces the men back. The people who do that bear the brunt, in my opinion, of a good deal of meritorious criticism from labor, because nobody has yet been able to prove a national emergency. I keep harping on that because I think it's fundamental. And if the Congress will do that, the mere fact that you might, after 30 or 60 days, continue it, is much less culpability on you.
And I'll tell Nick that if he has to make him do it 60 days.
Well, 60 is certainly a lot
that
better.
That gives us August and September, 1st of October. It'd be pretty bad timing now for the election.
Well, but it is not, I think, a particularly vulnerable spot, because the decision's already been made.
Right,
and about all that you can do after that is to see they're back at work. All you can do is to make the same finding that the Congress had made previously. And one other thought. This is really not the right solution to this labor contest. I foresee a good deal of trouble, as we discussed yesterday, over the fact of absenteeism and even worse that might take place. I would hope that Wirtz would keep these people together and hope that some little adjustment, some tinkering with it, would lead ultimately to a settlement. That's the way it ought to be done, and that will prevent certainly your being placed in a position where you personally have taken punitive action. We discussed before, the public forgets these things in a week. Labor never forgets them. And in this instance, I've felt that there's a lot to be said for labor's position. It's easy to damn them, and everybody wants to crack them. Before you got to the meeting yesterday morning, there was a good deal of agreement there that the president should call the leaders of labor into his office and tell them the kind of bill that he wanted. And I said, I'm sure that's absolutely wrong. The president should not take the lead in this. It's got to be the Congress. And let labor turn their spite on the Congress. These men have the right to strike, and although they're unreasonable, that does not take away from them, in my opinion, their right to strike, unless there is a national emergency and unless the health and basic welfare of the nation is affected, and I gravely doubt that it is.
What about 60 days? What would be the argument 60 to make instead of 30?
I think the fact is, the main argument is, that they've had so much difficulty now. They've been negotiating for some time, and it's not known that they could get together in 30 days. They've kind of reached a deadlock. That's expecting a lot in view of all that's gone on, that they could do it in 30 days. Give them 60 days, and they'd have a much better chance in which to do it.
Would it be better to give them 90?
Well, of course, I think it'd be better to give them a good deal of time, but as you get, the 30 is too short. 60's better, 90's better.
90 would might near get us by the election.
Well, here it's now August the 2nd. This bill's not going to be passed for quite a while after the Senate moves. Then it's got to go to the House, and God knows how long they're going to spend on it. No legislation could come out for, another week, you think, maybe? And if it was another week, a week from today is the 9th. 90 days from that, and we're past it. Of course, everybody's going to be conscious of that, but I think if we could get 90, that's better. That gives the parties an opportunity to negotiate longer with a more equanimity, in a little better atmosphere. That 30 days, every 30 days, I think that puts too much pressure and the wrong kind of pressure. I think that's our best argument.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. I